You cannot change the conclusion of the brain by torture, nor by social ostracism. But I will tell you what you can do by these and what you have done. You can make hypocrites by the million. Robert Greene, Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Or a busy one.
Wonderful and busy.
You know, I'd like to wish everyone to have a nice, calm, relaxing, enjoyable week. That would be a good thing.
Sure.
Or at least I wish that for myself.
Not gonna happen.
It never does. Oh my God, it never does.
Well, we did get the kids from camp and they enjoyed it.
Yes, and which then continued our very long week and busy and all that.
Yeah.
They had an absolute blast as usual. And for our two campers out of the three that we have, this was their last year as well.
It was.
They're kind of bummed about that.
They are.
Yes. But they will be counselors next year and from here on out. That's the plan.
Yeah.
So they're kind of excited about that also. They are.
Yeah.
You're giving me a look.
Anyways.
Yes, dear.
I think we'll move on.
Well, fine. The hell with you. Move on.
We can do a camp quest episode later.
No, it's fine. I don't need one. I'm good.
No, we can get the girls in here and do a camp quest like we did last year.
Oh, how it went and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Anyways, we have Twitters.
One would hope.
We have Spud. Mm-hmm. We have Talk Gladiators. We have LFP, and that's Lisa G4 President. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I endorse her yet or not.
Okay.
Okay. The Waiver Wire and Britain First.
Yeah, you don't screw that
up. Yeah, that seems like a British version of the Tea Party. I don't think they'll follow me very long.
You never know.
Yeah. But good luck to them in all that they do. Mm. Anyway,
yes,
that's
dear.
It for Twitters.
No, it's good. Short and sweet.
Yep. Not bad.
Nope.
I do have something else I need to talk about before we get into the actual show stuff. Mm. Mm-hmm. So, most of you know that I'm having surgery on my knee.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that. Okay.
I'm pretty sure most of them do know. We've talked about it once or twice.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
I don't remember.
Anyway, well, that's next week.
The surgery.
Yeah, August right. 30th, in case you're
really
listening. Yeah.
So prayers can go out for you?
Well, no, in case you're listening past the date.
Oh. Huh. Yeah. I was thinking you're going with, in case you all want to, you know, give out your prayers, I'll feel them while I'm there.
But instead of prayers, I would prefer that you go to our GoFundMe.
Oh, and give the green?
And give the green, yes.
So, screw the prayers, give the green.
The problem is, normally I don't ask for money, right?
No, you hate that with an absolute passion.
But I'm going to be out of work for a month.
At least, yeah. Right.
And short-term disability is not going to cover much.
No, it's crap is what it is.
So, I'm going to need some help getting through the month.
And anything is appreciated.
And anything is appreciated. Yes. I'll put the GoFundMe in the show notes. And it's called GoFundMe.com Help After Knee Surgery.
Aren't you supposed to do the / thingy?
Yeah. GoFundMe.com/ help. what is that? /after-knee-surgery.
And help for some brain improvements.
And maybe. Yeah.
You can't even read your own link.
Well, I'll put the link in the show notes.
Fine.
And it'll be on our Facebook page, and it'll be on our website and on our Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a big deal for him. You don't quite get the vibe right now, but he does not like doing this whatsoever. So it's a big deal.
I mean, I barely advertise our Patreon.
I know. You just don't like self-promoting whatsoever, whether it's for business, personal, whatever. You're just not a self-promoter, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
So, yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, enough of that.
Yeah, please.
Let's move on to the show.
That's what we're here for.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
Wait a minute. Why are we doing Potter?
Because we have a trifecta of Potter returns.
Okay, for those of us who haven't had formula today, what was that?
A trifecta of Potter returns. I've got three stories about former Potter Award winners.
Yeah, I figured that's what you meant. I'm like, why are we doing Potter right now?
Well, because...
Anyways, go ahead.
Because I wanted to. It's my show.
Don't bite me.
Anyways, Roy Moore is at it again.
Sure, great.
former Potter Award winner Roy Moore is trying to put his theocratic hat back on. Do you remember Roy Moore?
It rings bells.
He is the former two-time Chief Justice of Supreme Court, Alabama. Two-time, because he got suspended the first time.
And yet he's back again.
He got suspended the first time for Ten Commandments monuments.
Oh, okay. Right?
Then he got reelected. It's an elected position.
Okay, what is wrong with these people? But go ahead.
And then he got permanently suspended over gay marriage issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. He's the one that said that state law trumps the Constitution, and that got him permanently suspended for some reason.
Okay, anyways.
Well, anyway, Alabama lost their senator when Jeff Beauregard Sessions III became Attorney General.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? So Roy Moore has decided he wants to be senator.
Wait. Can he be? I thought he was permanently kicked out.
He's permanently suspended from Chief Justice.
That's where I thought you were going with this. Right.
Well, he survived the Alabama Republican primary with more than 50% of the vote, a race that evolved into seeing who can embrace Trump's more, Trump's policies more.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. So both the leading contenders in that race were heavily aligned with Trump's policies.
Right.
And they just, it was who could be more Trumpian.
Trumpian, is that a word? Okay.
It is now. Okay. I am good at making up new words.
Yeah, okay.
Just give me a few years and I'll be in the dictionary. Trumpian.
Oh, please. Anyways, let's not put him in another book. Anyways, go.
Moore predicted a wave of the most negative campaign ads in the history of Alabama. And this is a quote. Without God, we will never return to the greatness where we were meant to have.
You're having a hell of a time talking today, aren't you?
Well, I need some money.
What? That's ridiculous. You need a brain.
So this guy is an ultimate theocrat, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's going to, he's likely going to win the Republican primary. He's a favorite. The only difference is his opponent, whose name is Strange, literally his name.
I was going to say, is that literally his name?
His name is Strange.
Okay.
Supported by Trump. So he's got a battle to win there.
Oh, okay, right.
But, this guy is Alabama to a T.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of not fair to some Alabamans.
Okay,
who
they reelected him to Chief Justice.
Yeah, I get it. So there's a lot of dumb, but there are the few who are in there somewhere, stuck there, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, most not so much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll try and keep an eye on him and see if he wins or loses.
Yeah. Well, if the other guy's got Trump on his side, the odds aren't exactly in his favor.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Mm-hmm.
LePage is bad at history and geography.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got nothing to say.
Maine Governor Paul LePage.
Thank you.
He was a Potter Award winner for saying the black thugs were coming over from Connecticut to rape the white women.
Damn.
Well, that and a lot more.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he's a pretty bad guy.
Is the Potter Returns Day or
yes,
what?
Yes, it's Potter Returns. A trifecta of Potters.
Yeah, moving on.
Well, they just happened to get in the news.
Yeah.
Well, he decided to make another weird claim.
So they never stop.
No.
So, you know, if you think about it, for all our Potters, you always find multiple things to dig up on them,
mm-hmm.
which would make sense that they come back around from time to time because they have a repeating history.
Yeah, there's a couple that are just like perennials. I could just do a story on them every couple weeks.
Yeah, that would get old.
Yeah, and I don't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways.
So he claimed on a radio broadcast this last Tuesday that 7,600 farmers from the northern state fought for the Confederacy. From
really?
Maine.
From Maine?
Maine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He said they were concerned about their land and their property.
And what is his proof of this?
Well, the Maine Historical Society wasn't sure because they can't confirm or deny that number. Which to me says probably didn't happen.
More than likely. And that just seems really far-fetched.
Yeah, to go all the way from Maine to
Well, that's
fight.
What I'm thinking, from Maine.
I mean, even if they just went to Virginia, right? That's still a long ways to walk.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's a pretty far-fetched kind of
Especially claim. Since the Maine Historical Society has a list of the 76,000 who fought for the Union.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But they don't have 7,600 who fought for the Confederates.
I was going to say, the odds are that they've got the proper documentation to say either way.
Right. Now, it is possible that a few did. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I doubt it was 7,600.
7,600 farmers back? That's a lot. I mean.
Well, he also was talking about some other stuff on that radio show.
Oh, uh-huh.
He condemned racist groups in Charlottesville protest as well as counter-protesters.
Wait, so both of them?
Both of them.
Okay.
He said, I think what they're standing for is equally as bad. They're trying to erase history.
Now, is he talking about the counter-protesters in that statement?
Yeah.
And how are they trying to erase history?
By taking down a statue. Didn't we go over this?
No. I know that, but I thought you meant just by them protesting, period.
The counter-protesters wanted the statues taken down.
Right.
Right. The Nazis were there to protect the statue, right?
Uh-huh.
And he said, how can future generations learn if we're going to erase history? That's disgusting.
Okay. That's so stupid. It's called crack a book.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Do they honestly think you can only learn history by staring at a statue that has not very much, if any, information on it?
Yeah, there's no context with the statue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's called crack a book, not to mention you have multiple copies of books.
Right.
Whereas that statue is sitting here in this location, and yet there's books everywhere.
Well, what bothers me is that he's comparing a group of Nazis to a group of, I guess the anti-fascist movement. They're not as bad because they have two entirely different concepts. The white supremacists and the Nazis want to oppress people and get rid of entire populations of people.
Right.
The anti-fascists want to stop them.
Right.
They're not equally as bad.
Well, that's what I mean, even if you want to say it's someone's opinion, the fact that you can't deny one person is wanting to take away rights and one group is wanting to take away rights or do harm, and the other group wants to make it equality inclusive.
Right.
You know, so
that's calling,
they don't
that's,
go
that's
together.
Like when I yell at those idiots with the bathroom bills.
Yes.
That's calling me equally as bad as them.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. I'm there to protect someone's rights. They're there to take away.
Take them away.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. Anyways.
Mike Moon beheads a chicken.
Okay.
Okay, so
Please tell me not literally. Oh, that would be a yes?
Yes.
That face?
So Mike Moon was a Potter Award winner for his abortion tirades and a few other interesting tidbits. You don't have to go to episode 53. To get all that. It was a pretty big... You guys insane.
Okay.
Yeah. And we actually talked about him again on episode 89.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that, but sure.
It's okay. Well, in a video posted to Facebook back in June... Yes, it was in June.
Mm-hmm.
He cut off the head of a chicken while announcing he wants to stop abortions in the state.
Wait. On the video?
On the video.
Ew.
So...
Wait a minute. He wants to stop abortions, but he's cutting off the head of a chicken. And what the hell does one have to do with another?
Let me tell you.
All right, fine.
So, in the video, he segues from saying that God entrusted humans to protect the care for animals into making a plea that Missourians to support his bill stopping abortion. This is a quote. We've been called back to special session for the primary purpose of supporting life, protecting the unborn specifically. As he pulled something from the chicken's innards, he continued, I think we need to get to the heart of the matter here, so today I'm filing a bill that will lead to the stopping of abortion of the state, and I hope you'll support it.
So he basically pulled out the heart of the chicken to make that statement?
For basically a pun.
Okay, and he couldn't use a fake-ass chicken?
I don't know.
Is that not animal cruelty? In my opinion, it is.
Well, I guess if he's going to eat it,
it
ceases to become animal cruelty when you're going to eat it.
Oh yeah, that makes a difference. No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
I can't even say I'm a vegetarian because I'm a weird thing. But that I don't understand his whole thinking. And FYI, by the way, the whole pro-life crap. No, they're not, because they don't give a crap once that baby's born.
I know.
They don't give two craps. I was going to say something else, but I shouldn't. But I can't stand when they call themselves pro-lifers because they're not. They're what? Pro-fetus?
Yeah, pro-fetus.
Because they're not pro-life. They don't care about the quality of life. Because they're even willing to, you know, have children be born that would be, you know, in horrible pain or suffering their whole life just so that they can be born. But yet once they're born, they don't want to do two craps to take care of them, or the fact that, you know, helps ease their pain, or, you know, whatever. Even if it's a normal, healthy kid, they don't want anything to do with it once they're born.
Oh, I know. Well, luckily the House bill, which is Missouri Right to Life Act, which was basically another one of those heartbeat bills, got stuck in committee.
Oh, okay.
But being a Potter Award winner, and this guy is like super Potter, I don't know what he is, he introduced the Never Again Act in February. Which proposed an exhibit in the Capitol Museum to showcase abortion tools.
That's nasty.
The legislation specifies that the exhibit must be near the exhibit on slavery. Its name draws references to the Holocaust.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, how does he put these two things together?
Let me tell you.
Okay, fine.
The number of lives lost by abortion is more than we lost during slavery and during the Holocaust. We need to start looking at abortion in the same light as we do those tragic events.
Oh my God, what an asshole.
So, yeah, in the Missouri History Museum, there's, you know, context of, you know, tools used during slavery, and there's context with the Holocaust, right? So he wants somewhere near those two, the surgical tools used for abortion.
Those are not even remotely on the same plane whatsoever.
Well, I mean, agree.
Truly. And first of all, does he think women go out and have abortions because it's a fun thing to do on a Saturday night or something? What the hell?
Yeah, this is the thing we're talking about. They're pro-fetus. They're not pro-life. They're anti-choice.
Right. Yes.
And this guy is the craziest of them.
And they make it seem like women as a whole just have abortions whenever they freaking feel like it.
Yeah, and that's not true.
And that there's no emotion involved, and that there's no medical necessity to ever have one, or, you know, whatever. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why these guys are on the Potter Return Tour.
Yeah, because they're asses.
Yes.
The Potter Return Tour. All right, I'm good. I'm done. Ugh.
Oh, look at that! You fell for that, too! I can't believe it, man!
Anyways, I like that. So what are we falling for now?
I'm going to try and get this right. It's Greek word. It's the Aetherius Society.
Sure.
It's an international spiritual organization dedicated to spreading and acting upon the teachings of advanced extraterrestrial intelligences.
Oh, wait, let me guess. This is another religion you found?
Yes.
Where do these things keep coming up from?
People are imaginative.
Yeah, I suppose so.
The society was founded in the mid-1950s by an Englishman named George King.
You thought it was King George.
King George III. George King. Shortly after he was contacted in London by an extraterrestrial intelligence known as Aetherius. The main body of the society's teachings consist of wisdom given through the mediumship of Dr. King. Dr. King. Right?
Quotation.
By the master Aetherius. And other advanced intelligence from this world and beyond. Okay.
That's, if you can think it, you can call it a religion.
Yeah. The society, however, does not regard itself as the one and only path to enlightenment or salvation. It maintains that all great religions are simply different expressions of one essential timeless reality, and that is the divine source.
Okay. Like a spinoff from Christianity, I guess?
Not even close. More like pre-Scientology, maybe. Because this is from the 50s. Scientology came out.
Well, I was thinking almost the same time. Scientology. Yeah.
It's a very Scientology-like.
Yeah, like a side branch.
Okay, so these are some of the beliefs.
Okay.
Oneness and the divine spark within all life, as God is all. So kind of a pantheistic sort of thing.
Right.
UFOs and advanced life on other planets. I don't disagree. UFOs, maybe, but advanced life on other planets.
Yeah, right.
Likely.
Now, or at least life.
Yeah. Prayer as a natural way of invoking radiating spiritual energy? No. Karma and reincarnation?
No, not really.
Okay. Yoga philosophy practice, including yoga breathing and the chanting of mantra. Yeah. I mean, yoga has been shown to have some benefits.
It does have, like, calming effects, and it's good for your muscles.
I don't even know that word. Kundalini, chakras, and auras.
Oh, okay.
Spiritual energy and spiritual healing. Ready?
Wishful thinking.
Yes. Psychic powers and intuition.
Yeah, doubt that.
They believe it is possible for all of us to develop our intuition and innate psychic ability through service and yogic self-development techniques.
So the yoga is good for you, and you can meditate with yoga and just zen with yoga, but you're not going to get psychic abilities from yoga.
I'm going to be Professor X.
I want to be a Storm. I like Storm. Okay. Anyways, moving on.
They believe in enlightenment and cosmic consciousness. Okay. Again, pantheism.
Right.
Mother Earth as a living goddess.
They took it too far, but okay.
Yeah. Life at other frequencies of vibration, also known as other planes or realms.
So dimensions.
Dimensions. Okay. Sounds like something from D&D.
Right.
Now we get into their main belief.
Okay.
They believe in ascended masters.
Okay.
Which certain cosmic masters, which are cosmic masters are multiple reincarnations that have learned much and gone much higher.
Life after life kind of thing. Learn every time.
So certain cosmic masters have in the past chosen to be born among us in earth bodies in order to give teaching and other forms of essential assistance.
I knew they were going to go with Jesus.
Okay, the Master Jesus, Lord Buddha.
Say that word.
Patanjali, Krishna, Confucius, and Lao Tzu were such beings.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the major religion builders, right?
Uh-huh.
They believe that even now some ascended masters walk the earth and they live beneath the mountains in these locations. The Grand Tetons. Mount Shasta and Castle Peak, Mount Luxor in Egypt, Mount Kilimanjaro, Ben Macdui in Scotland, the Andes, Sri Lanka, and the Himalayas. So they live under the mountains.
Oh.
Under.
Okay, sure. Okay.
The Ascended Master is effectively immortal. They do not physically age like we do.
Of course not.
When they do change their physical structure, which they may do at times, they do so consciously and remain as adults throughout the process.
Of course.
Yeah. They have colossal powers.
Why would they?
For example, an ascended master could sit in a blast furnace without being burned and could cut a mountain in half using nothing but the power of thought.
Wow. Okay. Continue.
They also have tremendous powers of clairvoyance, but their most important attribute is their great wisdom and compassion.
Sounds like a movie.
Sounds like a...
Or a book.
X-Men.
Or that. Like I said, movie.
Yeah. One of the key roles is the performance of a mission known as Operation Earthlight, which was devised by Dr. King.
You like those air quotes.
I do. But was too advanced for the Aetherius Society to be able to adequately perform. We pitiful humans couldn't do it right.
Okay. Of course not.
Mission was designed to slowly release a part of energy, of the energy the Mother Earth received in her primary initiation on July 8th, 1964.
Okay.
The careful release is altering conditions on Earth in a gradual manner so as many people as possible can adjust to higher vibrations of a coming new age.
Wow. Somebody had some time on their hands.
A little bit. Oh, yeah. It's an interesting thing. They celebrate July 8th, 1964 as Mother Earth's primary initiation.
Mm.
Right.
So is that their Earth Day?
Basically? I guess. Yeah. It's the holiest day of the year.
Oh, okay.
They have colossal spiritual energies at an extremely high frequency were radiated by the gods from space on this day, not to those living on Earth, but to Earth as an intelligence.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And in fact, humankind had to be screened off from these energies because they would not have been able to withstand the tremendous spiritual power.
Somebody watches too much TV.
Well, not much TV in 1964.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
They were all about those old space movies. And remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of good old movies like that. That it sounds like a bunch of little bits here and there from.
Yeah, a lot.
And how many members do you know?
I have no idea.
Take.
Yeah, I couldn't find any real numbers on it, but it's international. It's got hundreds of thousands.
And yet Christians.
Oh, and it only costs $60 to join.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds kind of like a monthly meeting kind of thing.
Yeah, there's initiations and stuff. And the more into it you get, it's not like Scientology where you have to pay more.
You're starting to sound like Scientology.
Yeah, but the more into you get, the more you learn about it.
So you get more privilege.
Yeah, more privilege.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, how did it come about?
And you're looking at me.
Yeah. In May of 1954, Dr. King heard the following words, which being known as the, quote, command.
Okay.
Prepare yourself. You are to become the voice of interplanetary parliament.
And this was just spoken to him?
Just spoken to him. He said the voice came from outside of himself and struck his eardrums.
Earguns.
Earguns, yes. With a somewhat gentle firmness.
Holy Holy hell. Keep going.
But he admits to being unable to describe the tonal qualities of this, quote, alien sound.
I bet.
He also describes the suddenness of it as it came into his mind as numbing. Yeah. A few days later, he was visited by the world-renowned yoga master, whom he knew to be alive and active in India at the time. This master appeared to him in physical form, but was able to enter and leave by passing right through a locked door.
What was he tripping on?
And he was apparently using some advanced yogic technique, which it seemed like magic.
Of course. Why not?
During the meeting, Dr. Keene was given detailed instructions in certain spiritual practices.
Of course.
And thus began Aetherius, whatever his name is. Yeah.
His new religion. Newfound religion.
Yeah. Where was I?
Sounds like a long acid trip.
This was also the beginning of Dr. King's life as, quote, primary terrestrial mental channel.
Okay, that's a mouthful.
The medium who through whom literally thousands of communications or transmissions.
Hundreds, dear. Hundreds. Not thousands.
Oh, hundreds. Sorry.
Focus.
Of transmissions would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the communicators who spoke through Dr. King in this way are extraterrestrial, residing on higher planes of other planets in the solar system.
He's been probed.
Yeah. The intelligence who gave the command was a being from Venus known as Master Aetherius, which the religion was named after.
Wow, isn't that convenient?
Yeah. So, yeah, they're currently a worldwide recognized religion.
Seriously.
Seriously.
The crap you find.
They are a 501c3 in the United States.
Well, like I said, you can think it, you can make it a religion.
So there you go. I can't believe.
That's not butter.
Yeah. That is certainly not butter.
That is bizarre.
Yeah. That's not the most bizarre, but it's definitely out there.
Well, pretty much a lot of these you're finding, it's like, really? I can't believe all these are out here.
Yeah. I mean,
or there.
Yeah, they're insane.
I mean, so weird.
Anyway, I think that's all I got for you this week.
I know that's all I got. I'm starting to lose my voice anyways. All
right, I will see you guys next week.
Next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyaking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!